everybody. Welcome to another episode of the 6 Minutes podcast. And you know, you guys know that I always come back whenever I hear something that inspires me. Like, it'll be like a video or I don't know, a movie. Sometimes it's even a show I'm watching. Sometimes it can even be like a little fragment of something they say that will inspire me to create a new episode and talk about kind of like real world issues and, you know, things surrounding today's society. But today, as you can tell by the instrumental, you guys probably know what the topic is going to be about. So Ari just released a new song called Boyfriend with Social House, which, by the way, I love. Scoot and Mikey are like awesome. I love them. They're like geniuses when it comes to producing beats of any sort. And if you've heard Ariana's recent tracks like Seven Rings, Thank You Next, even Boyfriend, obviously they're on it, so they also produced it. Like, the productions are amazing. Like, she's lucky to have them by her side, and they also happen to be her friends, close friends of hers, that is. So anyway, I'm not gonna talk about them and their dynamic and their relationships, but I am going to talk about one of the topics that's kind of surrounding her new song Boyfriend with Social House. So honestly, I thought this was going to be a great topic because, first of all, dating today is very different from how it was in the past. In the past, we, you know, courted people. Courting was a very traditional way of dating someone. You actually had to ask for permission from her parents, from his or her parents, that is, before you even thought about, like, going to the person to ask them on a date. You know, you had to get the blessing of their parents first. Nowadays, it's not like that. Obviously, dating has changed quite a bit. And to the point where, again, I don't know if it's just this generation, if it's a millennial thing, what it is, I have no idea. But this generation does not want to make commitments of any sort. Not just in relationships. It comes to many things like schooling. A lot of people change their degrees like 20 times before they finally decide what they want to do. Jobs, a lot of people can't find a career if they don't switch it consistently. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's just like some people have trouble committing to one thing. Relationships, though, is one of the themes where I see it as people struggle to make a commitment to one person, right? So now we have these things like open relationships, which honestly, okay, I'm not going to judge because I've never been in one. I can't be in one either. I can't see myself as openly dating someone and then trying to go and see other people. Once I'm with you, then I'm just with you. I'm not thinking about other people. And that's just the way I am personally. Like, I'm not going to go and judge somebody else. But the thing is, like, that's kind of a commitment issue, you guys. Open relationships to me are like, you can't commit to one person, so you want to have your cake and eat it too. You know, you want that one person that you want to be with, but then you also want more people in your life. And it's like, if you have one person who literally provides you with all your needs, as far as, you know, qualities in a partner, I'm not saying like, you know, they're serving you or whatever. You have that one person who meets all your qualifications, you know, the exact package that you're looking for. And different people look for different things, so I'm not gonna even begin to state, you know, what people go for, because I can't. It's so subjective. It literally changes with every person. Maybe some people like tall girls, short girls. Maybe some people like blondes. Some people may like only brunettes. Some guys may like only redheads, vice versa for women too. For women, they might want somebody who's more buff, somebody who's short, somebody who's taller, somebody who can protect them, somebody who's funny, but maybe somebody who's also serious and, you know, loyal and respectful and is family oriented and so on. There's so many qualities that you can look for in a partner, so I can't even begin to state them all because different people look for different things again. But because of this lack of, like, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a lack of commitment. I don't know if it's being scared to love and fully entrust in one person. But people don't take relationships as seriously anymore. And yes, I have friends who are in serious committed relationships, have been in a relationship for 3, 4, 5 years, but there's a lot of people still out there. For every person who's in a committed relationship and has been with one person for 5, 6 years, there's 20 more people out there who, you know, have this person in the friend zone, are doing their own thing, but they don't want the person in their friend zone going out and doing their own thing. Like, you know, yeah, I can date as many people as I want, but I don't want you dating other people because I expect you to act like my girlfriend, even though I'm not, you know, making it official with you. Which I see as kind of silly, in my opinion, because, like, you're not in a relationship with a person, so why do you have expectations of them to be faithful to you? And they're not they're not cheating, they're not breaking any commitments to you if they're going out there and doing their own thing, because you're not in a relationship. You have not set those boundaries technically with the person. Like, to be in a relationship is like literally a contract of sorts. You sit down with the person, you say, hey, you know, I really want to make this thing official. That just means me and you, not like 2, 3 other people, whatever. Sometimes open relationships are like that. I'm not talking about that right now. It's not my cup of tea, but whatever. I'm talking about one-to-one relationships, like monogamous relationships, right? You sit down with a person, you have expectations of them to fulfill, like, you know, yes, I'll get in a relationship with you, but I expect that you're not cheating on me and you're not, you know, backstabbing me when you have a chance to do so. You know, like, if I'm out here committing to you and being loyal to you, I expect you to not go out there and do the same thing. Right? So if you haven't set those boundaries, like, if you're not in a relationship with the other person, like, why do we want to create those boundaries and expectations for somebody who's not even with us? Like, it makes no sense to me, right? Because that person is not with you. It's not, you're not officially in a relationship, but you want to do your own thing, and then you want to come back and expect this person to not do their own thing as well and not have fun and not see other people. But you want to see other people, you want to see as many other people as you can, but then you blame this other person for going out and doing the same thing. That's kind of hypocritical to me. And honestly, I see it as, if you feel this way about this person, sit down with them, have a nice long chat about what you expect, and make it official and set those boundaries. Because relationships, in a sense, are like a contract. They're contractual. They really are. When you're in a relationship with somebody, there are expectations between two people that state, hey, we're together now, so if we're going to be together, you need to commit to me fully. You need to be loyal, respectful. You need to respect this and that aspect of my life as well, and I will do the same for you, right? So if you're just friends with somebody and you're going out there doing your own thing, flirting, doing whatever, teasing, sleeping with other people, and you come back and you expect this other person who you have friend zoned or you have on the side not to go out there and do the same thing, that's kind of crazy to me, because you haven't set those expectations. So it's like, how can you be so hypocritical? Go out there and do one thing and then come back and tell this person not to do those same things that you're out there doing. You know, to me, that's kind of, I don't know, like, it just lacks commitment. Like, it just, for me, it's like, I don't understand why people cannot commit. I don't know what it is. Is it, you know, you're scared to fall in love with somebody and, you know, do something that's long-term, maybe more long-term than you're used to? I don't know what it is. Some people can also be in relationships for years and years and not. For example, I have a story that I always tell everyone. When I was in high school, I was seeing somebody who lived very far from me. Like, I lived in East End, he lived in the West End, so I went to go see him one day. and I left school early just to go see him. It took me almost 2 hours to get to his area just to see him for 5 minutes, okay? And that's before I knew about shortcuts around navigating my subway system or whatever. So it took me 2 hours literally to go and actually see him for even 5 minutes. And by the time we got there, it was like I had to go back. So I literally like just walked around with him, talked with him for a few minutes, and he literally just walked me back to the bus stop, and that's it. And once I got on the bus, there was this one lady over listening to my friend and I conversation, and she said, "Don't do that." One of the smart things she told me is, "You can't travel so far for somebody and not have them meet you at least halfway." She's like, "Is he meeting you halfway? Like, where do you live?" I told her I live in Scarborough, and she's like, that's very far. Like, it's out of your way completely." And I said, "Yeah, but you know, I like him." And she's like, "Yeah, but relationships are 50-50, so you guys both have to find like a halfway point to meet each other. It can't just be you making the effort." And she told us, "You know, my boyfriend and I dated for 7 years, and I used to do the same thing for him. I would bend over backwards for him, and you know, I would try to make ends meet for him all the time. If I couldn't meet up with him for whatever reason, because distance, I would figure out a way to make it work." And she said, "We were together for 7 years, but we ended up breaking up because he could not make the commitment to me for marriage. But then once it came down to it, when they broke up, a year later, he was engaged and getting married to somebody else." So people, there's many people out there who are this exact same. They're like her guy who can be with somebody for 7 years and put in years and years and years of work, but not actually do anything with that time. So in a sense, like, you're wasting your time on this one person who is not willing to commit to you for long term, or they are but maybe not fully go to the next step, you know. And I don't know why in this time and age people are so afraid to make commitments of any kind, but they are more than willing to sign up for Netflix for years and years at a time, you know. You know, the $10 monthly subscriptions or whatever. I don't have Netflix, so I don't know how much it is, so don't make fun of me. But people are willing to sign up for Netflix and whatever other monthly subscriptions that are out there for long term, but they're not willing to make commitments when it comes to relationships. And I'm not sure what it is, and I can't even say it. I wish I could. But I feel like it definitely needs to change, because you can't expect somebody to not go out there and do the same things that you're doing if you don't sit down with them and have that talk and, you know, create those boundaries and have some sort of agreement on where you stand as far as, you know, your relationship with that person goes. I feel like it's only fair to do so. And until then, you can't really expect somebody to not go out there and do their own thing if you're also doing the same thing. And you're not telling them, "Hey, this is how I feel about you." And you're not taking that chance to actually try and make the commitment, see if it would work. And if it doesn't, like, what's the big deal? Like, move on to the next person. There's lots of fish in the sea, you know. But in life, you have to take risks sometimes. Like, you have to get hurt. I always tell my friends, you can't go about your life saying like, "Oh, I'm scared this is gonna happen." No, you can't do that. You need to take risks. Sometimes you're going to get hurt. And for every asshole that you meet out there, there's a good person waiting in line to show you otherwise, that they're good for you, that they're willing to make the commitment to you. Same with you guys out there. For every girl that breaks your heart and, you know, cheats on you or is not loyal, there's a good girl out there waiting for you to make the commitment to her and, you know, to show her your loyalty and whatever it is you have to provide, whatever qualities about you that you have to provide. So you can't go about your life like just constantly being scared of making a longer term commitment. You have to try things out, test your waters. And, you know, by testing the waters, I don't mean go out there and do whatever you want to do, but then you come back to your somebody in the friend zone and you say, hey, you can't do that because, you know, like, why are you talking to other guys? But if you're talking to other girls and doing the exact same thing she is, you don't have a right to go up to her and ask her, why are you talking to so many other guys? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Right? Because you have not told, you have not sat down with her and said, hey, I want to make this official. I want to try this out. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. That's fine. But we need to try this thing out and we need to be one-on-one, just me and you, you know, nobody else in the picture. So once you do that, then you have the right to say, okay, so like, you know, I'm being loyal to you, but you're going out there and doing your own thing. Like, would you rather not be tied down or whatever it is? That's at that point you can say that. Because I feel like if you're not in a monogamous relationship with somebody, and if you don't plan to be, you don't really have a right to tell them how to live their life. Yeah, and you shouldn't have any expectations of them if that's the case, right? That's just how it goes. People are people as well, and people have to test the waters. Just because you're not willing to test the waters with that person doesn't mean they're not going to go out there and do their own thing with other people and try to get to know others and try to see like what works for them. But yeah, you can't go about life not taking risks and being scared all the time. You have to try things out, even if it means getting hurt, even if it means running into assholes and running into women who are not loyal or respectful or whatever. You have to try things. You have to see where they go. If they don't work, that's okay. There's more fish in the sea where that came from. So, you know, there's always somebody else out there willing to treat you better. I just think that you have to go out there and kind of try it out first before saying, oh, it doesn't work for me, right? But yeah, guys, this was pretty much it because I think I've spoken for long enough right now. I hope you guys have a great rest of your weekend. And I will say happy Monday, even though it's not Monday just yet. But yeah, take care. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.